Hello, Indiana 4-H, and welcome to The 4-H. The 4-H is a new healthy living podcast series that aims to bring a renewed energy and focus to the 4-H in Indiana 4-H. My name is Angie Frost, and I am a 4-H extension specialist with Purdue University and a registered dietitian. The first series for our podcast is called Myth Mondays. This is an opportunity for us to tackle myths about nutrition, physical activity, and social-emotional health. So, as we pledge our health to better living, let's get started. This month, we tackle holiday home food safety. The holidays are all about bringing family and friends together to celebrate the season and enjoy some good food together. However, some unwelcome guests like Salmonella, E. coli, Staph aureus, and Listeria can ruin an otherwise great party. These tiny viruses, parasites, and bacteria can make you and your guests severely ill and can be dangerous or even life-threatening, especially for vulnerable populations like pregnant women, the very young or elderly, and people with compromised immune systems. So don't let your holiday be spoiled by foodborne illness. According to the Centers for Disease Control, approximately 48 million people get sick with a foodborne illness every year, many of which occur during the holidays. There are four basic food safety measures that will help you spread cheer this holiday season while keeping you and your guests healthy. Just remember, clean, separate, cook, and chill. By following these four basic food safety measures, you and your guests will have a holiday to remember in a good way. The first measure of food safety in the home is to keep everything clean. Be sure to wash your hands with warm soapy water for 20 seconds before and after handling any food. Sing happy birthday or say the 4-H pledge twice through to be sure you're washing for the appropriate amount of time. Wash all surfaces that will come into contact with food. This includes cutting boards, dishes, utensils, and countertops. And always wash these items with hot, soapy water before and after preparing each food item. It's also important to rinse fresh fruits and vegetables, including organic ones, under cold running water, but never rinse raw meat or poultry before cooking. This practice is no longer recommended because it can potentially spread bacteria to sinks, countertops, other surfaces, and other nearby foods. Any harmful bacteria that could be present on the surface of the raw meat or poultry will be killed when appropriate internal cooking temperatures have been reached. The next safety measure is to separate. Keep raw eggs, meat, poultry, seafood, and their juices away from foods that don't require cooking. It's important to keep these foods separated while shopping, when storing in the refrigerator, and while preparing meals. Consider using one cutting board for cooked foods and one for raw, and never place ready-to-eat freshly cooked foods on an unwashed surface that contained raw animal proteins or their juices. This reduces the risk of cross-contamination and therefore reduces the risk of foodborne illness. Safety measure number three is to cook. Food is safely cooked when it reaches a high enough internal temperature to kill harmful bacteria. The best way to tell if meat, poultry, and fish are cooked to a safe internal temperature is to use a food thermometer. You can find more information regarding safe internal temperatures of a variety of foods by visiting the USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service website. This holiday season, many of us will be preparing turkey. A turkey is thoroughly cooked and safe to consume when a food thermometer inserted into the innermost part of the thigh and wing and the thickest part of the breast registers 165 degrees Fahrenheit. Whether you choose to stuff your turkey or bake the stuffing in a casserole dish, make sure the internal temperature of the stuffing is also 165 degrees. The final food safety measure is to chill. The refrigerator is not just a safe place to store foods before and after cooking, it's also a safe place to thaw your holiday turkey because of its consistent temperature of 40 degrees or less. When defrosting a turkey in the fridge, a good rule of thumb is 1 day per 4 pounds of bird. That means a 20-pound turkey can take up to 5 days to thaw in the refrigerator. If you forget to put your frozen turkey in the refrigerator in time, you can defrost it in a sink filled with cold water. If you choose to use this method, allow 30 minutes per pound. Make sure your turkey is in a leak-proof plastic bag and is fully submerged in the cold water. Be sure to change the water every 30 minutes until the turkey is thawed. Be aware that foods thawed using this method should be cooked immediately and not re-refrigerated. Never defrost food at room temperature as bacteria thrive in these environments. Remember, safe thawing is just as important as safe cooking. After everyone has finished eating and before that post-dinner nap, refrigerate leftovers within 2 hours instead of leaving them out for people to nibble on. This not only reduces the chances of foodborne illness, it also reduces consumption of excess calories. Keep in mind that travel time is included in the 2-hour rule. So keep hot foods hot and cold food cold during transportation and service, and always refrigerate leftovers and any type of food that requires refrigeration within 2 hours, including that pumpkin pie. So now it's time for a call to action. What can you do to make sure your family and 4-H Club members avoid foodborne illness at your next holiday party? Clean all surfaces, including your hands, before, during, and after food preparation. Separate raw foods from ready-to-eat foods. Cook foods to the appropriate internal temperature and chill leftovers within 2 hours. These 4 basic food safety measures can make the difference between a positive and negative experience for you and your guests. If you are in an Indiana 4-H club or are a 4-H club leader in Indiana, consider incorporating these food safety measures into a cooking lesson or holiday meal preparation. If you are interested in additional 4-H for Health resources, contact me at alfrost@purdue.edu for more information. Visit our Indiana 4-H Facebook page and tell us how you keep your family and club members safe from foodborne illness. I hope you've been inspired to incorporate the clean, separate, cook, chill method to reduce incidence of foodborne illness. Don't forget to pledge your health to better living by implementing food safety at home and at club meetings. Thank you for listening to this edition of Myth Mondays on the 4-H Podcast.